From Closing Chapter Studios, we present The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal, the sexiest broadcast of metal and mayhem in Montana. Your hostesses include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansie, and Mistress Angel, spotlighting your favorite bands from around the state of Montana. This is The Mistresses of Mayhem.
Every day! All right, you're listening to the Mistress's Mayhem with Montana Metal. This is Mistress Oisey welcoming you to another awesome show.
And this is Mistress Ansi saying, you know, it's hot enough. I think it's time for an ice cube fight.
And this is Mistress Angel saying, I'm down for that, but fuck spring. I hate allergies and heat.
I'm with you on the allergies. How did I get a cold? It's fucking summer.
Yeah.
But whatever. All right, we started off the show. we started off the show with some Universal Choke Sign with their song Idle Hands.
They're from Missoula, Montana, founded in 2005. You got Pierre, Dave, Justin, George Nizzle, and JJ Keller.
I always love the fact that Justin, his nickname is Fatty, and he's like the skinny, tiny little dude. And
it just makes me like... Isn't that usually how it goes, though?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, shrimp is usually really tall.
True story. Tiny.
Smalls.
They just got done playing a kick-ass show over in Stevensville. All the proceeds were going to support the troops. So that was a kick-ass show. It looked packed. They played with Bless the Doom. It looked like a fantastic show. They've shared the stage with Drowning Pool, Wayne Static, Texi Hippie Coalition, and a whole bunch of other bands. They're just fantastic to see live.
Just gonna love to hear JJ scream too.
Right?
Yeah.
He gets kind of like, he used to get freaked out when I would ask him to scream for me. Now he's just like,
now he's used to it. He's like, it's fine. It's just a mistress thing.
Yeah.
And it's not like we're asking to smack him and make him scream. We just want him to sing the way he scream the way he sings, you know?
Right?
Because it's awesome.
If you're going to ask someone from Universal Choke Sign if you can smack him and make him scream, I'm pretty sure that's going to be Nizzle.
Yeah, I was going to say Nizzle will let you do it.
Yeah. See, we're nice. We ask first. Like, may we spank you? May we hit you?
Manners.
Manners are polite. Or afterwards, at least tell them you're sorry for doing whatever you did to them. Like, I'm sorry I did that thing with that thing, you know? You know the thing.
And Idle Hands fits the mistresses, because every time we hear that song, I'm like, yep, that's Ansi. Yep, that's Oisey. Yep, that's Angel. Yep. Oh, that's all of us. Yay. So definitely check out Universal Chokes, and they're on Reverb Nation YouTube, Facebook. I think they might even be on Instagram. If not, they will be soon. They'll be coming to you soon. Giggity. All right, we're going to get back into some music now.
Engage in Scene is from Billings. I can say they've been influenced by Killswitch Engage, Lamb of God, Avenged Sevenfold, and much, much more. You can find out about Engage in Scene at engageinscene.com.
They just have a brand new CD that came out, so definitely go to their website and buy that and support them. And hopefully one of these days we will drag them over to the city of Butte, Montana so that we can rock out with them, because their music's pretty freaking intense. They've got really intense drums, and I love their drummer. Andre makes me happy every time he plays the drums. So
we like drummers in general, too.
I do. Drummers are my favorite.
Because they know you can keep a beat.
Right? Drummers and bassists are my favorite.
Yeah, I was going to say bassist is where it's at.
Yep.
They got the fingers. Beat and the rhythm.
Yeah, and their fingers
kind of
just
the same thing. But
not to say that we won't molest a singer.
I'll molest them all, or any of them.
Yeah. I mean, we'll molest you if you're in a band. I mean, we're not picky. Just because we have a few more favorite positions doesn't mean we won't try all the other positions.
All right, here's Engage the Unseen on Montana Metal on mtradio.net.
Just
to the Mistress's Mayhem on Montana Metal. That was some Shamana out of Missoula, Montana.
They've got Reggie, Jeremy, Dwayne, and Levi. They're described as post-metal atmospheric sludge metal, and they were established in October 2009.
I like the term sludge metal. That just sounds really dirty and awesome.
I like atmospheric.
See, that sounds like awesomeness, and then you get the sludge in there.
Yeah, like atmospheric almost makes it sound
out of this world.
Kind of, yeah, like kind of
angelic.
Clean,
and then
but
you get
then
the
you get sludge.
So it's dirty.
It's dirty awesome. And clean. Best of both, I guess.
Right? Their self-description is heavy, mournful lamentations of a world determined to kill its mother. Kind of sounds like salmon rape. So definitely check out these guys, Shermana. They're on Facebook and Reverb Nation, and you definitely should check them out. We're going to get back into some more awesome music for you. We've got our buddies from Arctotus.
They come from Missoula, Montana, established in October 2012. A lot of bands are formed in October.
October's a popular time to get together because you're cold and you're like, what else do we have to do?
I think, too, and then they go to a lot of concerts during the summer, and they're like, we should do that.
Yeah.
And then all the concerts kind of settled off in the, you know, the fall. They kind of settle down.
Because there's a few in the winter, but they're only like diehard bands.
The hardcore.
Unless you're like, you know, where it's warm, then they can go all the time. But, you know, over here in Montana, it's cold.
You got 3 months, bitch.
3 months that you can work with the rest of the time.
Snow tires.
It could very well be that you make it. Could be that you're spending the night at the mistress's house because you can't leave. And, oh, yeah, there could be snow, too.
There's been hotel rooms, too.
I was going to say, you could be stuck at our house due to weather, but probably not.
It could be those handcuffs on our bedpost, too.
Silk scarves.
Don't worry. Yeah. They're nice ones, so you're not going to have marks.
They're fuzzy.
We'll protect you.
Unless you're into the other ones, and then we have those, too.
They are a three-piece heavy metal group hailing from Missoula, Montana. We actually remember when they first started and they were Look a Dragon, or was it Look There's a Dragon?
Hey Look There's a Dragon?
Was it Look There's a Dragon?
Hey Look There It's a Dragon. No.
Something like that.
It was a really long name too.
Just yeah. Keep adding on to it.
Yeah, we'll just keep adding on to it. But now they're Arctotus, which is a lot easier for us to remember and say because, yeah, we have squirrel moments, apparently, if you haven't paid attention yet. Something shiny. Boobs.
Sparkles.
But we love Arctotus. They are fantastic. They're another one of those bands that when you see live, you're like, holy shit, why haven't I seen these guys before? And they're one of those bands that you get excited to see again. You're like, I get to see Arctotus again. So do yourself a favor. Get out and see Arctotus and all the awesome bands that we play for you each and every week. This is Arctotus with Glass Coffin on Montana Metal on mtradio.net. And then the world.
Oh. This is Dave from Artodis, and you're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem.
Did I ever tell you about the man who taught his asshole to talk? His whole abdomen would move up and down, you dig? Farting out the words.
It was unlike anything I've ever heard.
Bubbly, thick, stagnant sound. A sound you could smell. This man worked for the carnival, you dig? And to start with, it was like a novelty ventriloquist act. After a while, the ass started talking on its own. He would go without anything prepared, and his ass would ad-lib and toss the gags back at him every time. Then, it developed sort of teeth-like, little raspy incurving hooks, and started eating. He thought it was cute at first and built an act around it, but the asshole would eat its way through his pants and start talking on the street, shouting out it wanted equal rights. It would get drunk too and have crying jags. Nobody loved it. And it wanted to be kissed, same as any other mouth. Finally, it talked all the time. You could hear him for blocks screaming at it to shut up, beating at it with his fists and sticking candles up it. But nothing did any good. And the asshole said to him,
"It is you who will shut up in the end, not me. Because we don't need you around here anymore. I can talk and eat and shit."
After that, he began waking in the morning with this transparent jelly, like a tadpole's tail, all over his mouth. He would tear it off his mouth and the pieces would stick to his hands, like burning gasoline jelly, and grow there. So finally, his mouth sealed over, and the whole head would have amputated spontaneously except for the eyes, you dig? That's the one thing the asshole couldn't do was see. It needed eyes. Nerve connections were blocked and infiltrated and atrophied. So the brain couldn't give orders anymore. It was trapped inside the skull. Sealed off. For a while, you could see the silent, helpless suffering of the brain behind the eyes. And finally, the brain must have died because the eyes went out. And there was no more feeling in them than a crab's eye at the end of a stalk.
All right, guys, that was Salmon Rape. That's actually DJ Sun's song that he worked with for Salmon Rape. Salmon Rape is out of Clinton. Back in 2011 is when they got their start, or he got his start, I should say. Dylan definitely has a unique sense of music. I love the different tones in it, and that one with DJ Sun is definitely another one of those unique ones that does not disappoint.
And the song is Experts from a Naked Lunch. The song is based on a book written by William S. Burroughs. It's a very messed up song. It's a very messed up book, I guess that would be. Is it a poem? Okay, it's a book. And I don't think anybody but DJ Sun and Dylan could put that together. So kudos to them. So if you like twisted, fucked up metal, definitely check out Salmon Rape, because we love Salmon Rape. There are times that you're just like, what the fuck did I just listen to? But you can't stop listening to it, and you want to listen to more. So Salmon Rape, Montana Metal. We're going to get back into some music now. We've got Latitude 45, formerly known as MIP.
They were founded December of 2012. The members of the band include Hunter, Mike, Garrett, and Chance.
We actually got to interview these guys.
Yeah, not that long ago.
It wasn't that long ago. They were a kick in the pants.
And we were their first interview.
We got to take their virginity on that one.
Their cherries.
It's not just enough to the mistresses very often. Usually we get the guys after their well past, cherry time.
Yep.
Latitude 45 recently won the 2015 Zoo Music Awards for Best Metal Band. They also were the winners in 2013 when they were known as MIP, so they're just kicking ass and taking names.
You can only compete every other year, right? You can't.
Yep.
You can't compete the year after that you won. So yep. Technically,
pretty much.
So for every year that they've been able to compete, they've had 2 years in a row now.
Yep.
2 years running.
And the year before that they couldn't compete was when Universal Chokesign won. And so we'll have to see if Universal Chokesign competes next year and wins, because that'd be like an ongoing. And it's cool because it's the Zoo Music Awards, which is based out of Missoula, Montana. But Latitude 45 is out of the Belgrade-Bozeman area. So it doesn't mean the Zoo Music Awards is awesome. It's open to any Montana artist, and you should definitely check out them next year when they open up that competition. All right, we're going to get back into Latitude 45 right here with the Mistresses of Mayhem on Montana Metal. We'll be right back.
This is Sean from Mudkicker, who came to split your skull with the Mistresses of Mayhem. We'll be right back.
odds on favor on the Mistresses of Mayhem. That was Faceplant. Odds on favor is at a Great Falls. You've got Jake, Braxton, Mike, Shane, and Mike. I like Mike's. They like Mike's obviously too, because there's two of them.
I love this band. They're so full of energy, and they're just like really nice guys too. So they have so much energy. It just feeds off of into the crowd and stuff when they take over. So I just love watching Jake bounce around too. He's like so full of energy.
And those kind of bands make you like sad if you're not able to get up and bounce around. So you almost have to get up and mosh with them and, you know, bebop while they're playing. Because otherwise it looks sad if the band's putting out more energy than you are.
True story. Several of their songs are available on Reverb Nation. They've got quite a few shows coming up. They've got a free show coming up very shortly. So definitely check out their Facebook page for all their upcoming shows. Because, yeah, free show and metal. Awesome. Definitely check out Odds on Favor out of the Great Falls, Montana area. If you want your music to get played on the Mistresses of Mayhem, please email our producer, DJ Sun, at closingchapter@gmail.com. Make sure you put in the subject line, Montana Metal, Mistresses of Mayhem, or free porn, because he will open it. All right. This is Mistress Oisey. Thank you for joining us for another awesome episode of Montana Metal on mtradio.net. Big shout out to DJ Sun for putting up with us each and every week, and to Sean for hosting our chaos on his awesome radio station. Get out to a live show, guys.
This is Mr. Sansi saying, go out, skinny dip. Yeah, it's a thing to do. If not, it's a thing to watch.
And this is Mr. Angel saying, if you do go out and skinny dip, then share your photos with us on our Facebook page, The Mistresses of Mayhem.
Because sharing is caring.
And, you know, those kind of requests also get your, you know, or get your requests out much faster by sending those naked photos.
These are true stories.
So save them for our show and actually just call them in and, you know, get that request on damn fast.
All right, we're going to close out this week's show with Unicorn Cannery. Snakes in the Grass is the song. They are out of the city of, well, they were out of the city of Belgrade, Montana. They're no longer together, but they were established in 2013 and they were freaking badass.
They get together on and off, so I'm hoping that at least there's a chance. You know, they're like that on again, off again girlfriend that they get together, hang out.
They're like fuck buddies.
And you're like, come on, come on. You know, it was more than one night stand. Do it again. Do it again.
It's kind of like fuck buddies, you know. Yeah. Musicians with benefits. Unicorn Cannery was constructed from the ashes of several other local regional bands. And in fact, several of their members have moved on to other bands. So, yeah, you can still find out more about them. Go to Reverb Nation, Unicorn Cannery, search for that. Facebook, Unicorn Cannery. They're still fantastic, even though they're not together. We still love them. So thank you guys for tuning in to The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. Here's some Unicorn Cannery to close out the night.
While I call my soul, this blackness pouring from inside of me. No time to choose right from wrong today. I have to steal your fight. Don't judge me, release me. Your time here is to die. You made me choose your fate. I hope you burn. Die, you sticky snake.
You made me. You are so-
blood from inside of me. No time to choose right from wrong today. I have to steal your fight. Don't judge me, release me. Your time here ends soon to steal. You made me choose your fate. Why hope you won't die. You're a sneaky snake.
You have been listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. The Mistresses of Mayhem include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, and Mistress Angel. The Mistresses of Mayhem is recorded in Closing Chapter Studios and is produced by DJ Sun. For more information about The Mistresses of Mayhem, follow them online through Facebook, Twitter, and Reverb Nation, or visit their website at closingchapterproductions.com/mistressesofmayhem.
What is the Foundation for a Sound Solution? The North American Independent Rock Music Association is dedicated to preserving and celebrating independent artists by providing continuous education in the music industry. NAIRMA membership is open to enrollment for those actively engaged in activities related to the creation, performance, production, distribution, or promotion of independently released musical works. NAIRMA also provides several tools to help musicians grow, including classrooms to provide grant funding, and more. Artists involved can also be eligible for the North American Independent Rock Music Association Award, the independent music industry's most prestigious award, presented annually by the North American Independent Rock Music Association and recognizing creative and technical excellence within the genres of rock, hard rock, metal, punk, and hardcore music. For more information, visit NAIRMA.net.